You're listening to SBS News.
Dubbed a song for Colombia, an eight-hour online show attracted artists from across the country and the eyeballs of more than 4 million viewers. Raising a red alert through music and lyrics, performers accused the Colombian government of inaction over a wave of recent violence. Singer-songwriter Adriana Lucia says the event was part concert, part protest.
We want to ask the international community to help us in this alert to stop the deaths of a social and environmental leader.
Since early August, at least 42 people have been killed, the victims mostly young men in contested drug trafficking areas. The United Nations peace mission in Colombia has already documented 33 mass killings since the beginning of the year. Dr. Caroline Doyle, a researcher at the University of New South Wales in Canberra, says it's unclear what's behind the increase in violence.
Some of this violence, these massacres, appear to be a tactic used by these non-state armed groups to send a message to the community about perhaps who might be in charge. And this was a similar tactic that was used by paramilitary groups in the early 2000s.
Some blame so-called COVID death squads punishing those breaching virus restrictions, but others say organised crime is restarting as 5 months of lockdown lifts. Jorge Restrepo is director of the Resource Centre for Conflict Analysis in Bogotá.
There is an acceleration in violence in recent weeks that is related to the confinement and the restrictions on mobility due to the pandemic. As these restrictions on mobility are lifted, disputes by organised crime are rekindled and it is rearranged. That organised crime is restarted.
Colombia is one of the hardest hit countries in Latin America, with almost 635,000 infections and a death tally at more than 20,000. President Iván Duque has downplayed the significance of the killings, instead calling them collective murders.
Here, the one who commits a crime has to pay for it, and will continue to clear these crimes up and continue to find the culprits. But we also need the justice system to punish them in order to set an example.
The killings mark the most serious return of violence since the signing of a peace agreement with the country's largest rebel group. Caroline Doyle says the recent violence is less about ideology and more about territorial disputes.
They do have a range of sort of motivations, and it's difficult to pinpoint the conflicts within these groups and between these groups because the situation does seem to continuously change.
Many critics have accused the president of not doing enough to implement the peace policies agreed to in 2016. Daniel Sampa Ospina is a journalist in Colombia.
It's urgent that the government finalises the peace agreement, which without a doubt has led to a reduction in violent incidences in Colombia.
But after decades of civil war, the prospect of peace remains fragile. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.